party's over, y'all. Time to get back to the real world. That's an actual text we got from one of the aunts in Alabama as we were on our way to the airport to pick up the kids and grandma. Yeah, our staycation without the kids was finally over, and quite a party it was. Late nights and choreless mornings. But quite honestly, I don't know how you childless folks with all that disposable income live with yourselves, because really, I did feel empty inside, even as I dozed off in the couch without having anybody to ask for things. Our grocery shopping trips were non-existent, but as soon as they came back, we needed milk, and we needed almond milk, and we needed juice, and on it goes, and here we are, back again in the slog. And it's almost time for school, though, so for any teachers out there, they'll be your problem soon. Today, though, I want to talk about good deals, great marketing, and gangsters as we make a racket out of joshing around. While I may have built up this callous character who seems to care less for his kids, nothing could be further from the truth. And I felt that wholeheartedly in the airport last night when I got long, warm embraces from both of my daughters and then a short, awkward handshake from my 10-year-old son. But that's all right, because I'm sure deep down somewhere in his heart, he knows that he would piss on me if I were on fire. And that's all you can hope for from your kids. I live my whole life for them, and sometimes I wonder if they even know I'm there. But at least I have this opportunity to build small statues of myself. And really, at the end of the day, that's all parenting is a strong inner sense of vanity. I had a friend tell me when I was younger that you can't be a gangster without kids. If you're planning a crime without a bunch of children running around, then you're just a common criminal, not a gangster. I understand that, because if you have a bunch of kids running around, you need a good racket to keep them fed. A racket is a planned or organized criminal act, usually in which the criminal act is a form of business or a way to earn illegal or extorted money regularly or briefly, but repeatedly. So then racketeering is often a repeated or continuous criminal operation, which sounds like a pretty good way to make a living. Unfortunately, I'm just not that organized. Because of my lack of organizational skills, I'd probably be low on the organizational chart in the criminal operation, making me a foot soldier, which would be bad for business because I have trouble battling foot odor, let alone other foot soldiers.
Howdy, Mr. Around. Johnny J here. Just wanted to chime in and say that I'm happy to hear that you guys are on a kidless staycation, as you called it. We're doing the same thing. In fact, we've done this for years. And when we first came up with this idea, we called it Kid Vacation. As a guy like me who has a bit of an affinity for marketing, I thought you'd appreciate that sales pitch. They bought right into it. And while they think that it's all about them and they get to overindulge with their grandparents on sugar and the lack of sleep and all the stuff that comes with that, we're just sort of over here on our coast doing the same thing, only the adult version. So you enjoy. We are, for sure.
Oh, Johnny, our staycation's over, but it sounds like your kid vacation's going strong. May it last long, refresh your senses, and energize your spirits. I like, too, the way you've spun it. I'm going to start planting seeds for my kiddo's next getaway ASAP. Because you're right, marketing is good for any business. Why wouldn't it work for parenting as well? As for marketing, one thing we didn't talk about here on Josh and Around is International House of Pancake changing its name from IHOP to IHOP. And I'll tell you why. Because I knew this was a marketing gimmick. And I'm here to say IHOP's efforts did not go unnoticed. The social media campaign received over 30 billion media impressions and was the topic of 20,000 news stories. Not here, though, because I could smell a rat. Which is probably what the health inspector says when he goes into more than a few IHOPs. From around ought-2 to ought-9, I worked in local marketing and advertising, so I can tell you firsthand the power of the Got Milk campaign. I don't think there's any advertising campaign that's been more imitated or plagiarized than Got Milk, but it must have worked, because milk is more popular now than ever, and that's apparent in all the milk-like competitors out there. Milk has a new slogan that doesn't ask a question, but instead makes the statement, "Milk it." They clarify that with a slogan that says, "There's awesome inside all of us. All you have to do is milk it." And I get where they're coming from, but still, it sounds kind of gross. All the while, the National Milk Producers Federation and their cronies continue to be winning, especially with the FDA on the path to strip juices from nuts, seeds, grains, and legumes, including soy, almond, rice, and coconut, from having milk in their name. Instead, the FDA will describe milk as the lacteal secretion, practically free from colostrum, obtained by the complete milking of one or more healthy cows. Whoa, wait, just cows? So that means even the juice from goats won't be considered milk? To that I say, nah. I'm sad to say a senior citizen in Sarasota passed away after eating oysters that contained the flesh-eating bacteria Vibrio vulnificus, and he was consumed from the inside out. While we will offer a moment of silence for this senior, I do remind you to check the month for R's before you eat any oysters. That man's passing, though, could have been an instance of mollusk on man retribution. That's what I thought when I read about trouble in the Conch Republic, where a woman was arrested last July for taking 40 queen conch shells from waters around Key West. Problem is, they still had conchs inside. Yes, queen! And live shelling is illegal. Well, she was sentenced this week to a $500 fine, $286 in court costs, and 6 months probation. And while probation is tough, and it's on her record for life, I feel like $19.65 a conch shell is a really good deal. There's other great deals around the state, too, as we found out from Ana Gloria Garcia Gutierrez in 2012, when she was famously filmed riding wild Florida sea life and later arrested and fined. That's when we learned it only cost $500 in court costs to ride a manatee. For the low price of $350, there's an amusement park near me where you can drive a real tank. Throw in an extra $500 and you'll feel like a man as you crush a car. You can even move the turret from side to side, but you can't fire the tank gun. Doesn't matter how much money you have, at Tank America, you'll still be shooting blanks. And with that, I'd say we crushed it, so let's ride out on this episode. Thanks to Johnny J and his marketing-minded parenting tips, may you all be blessed with a kid vacay soon. And for those of you without children, maybe you could do your best to give your parents a rest. Give them a call or send them a card and just say thanks. Now, allow me to pump the positivity while sounding like a mix of Gary Vee and a lactation consultant when I say, something amazing is inside of you. Do your best to milk it dry. Stay on the grind, keep up the racket, and save up your clams. For now, you've got the conch. Call in and tell me how it is at anchor.fm/joshingaround. I'm going to take a walk on the beach to see the sunset, search for shells, and schedule a meeting with Dr. Scholes until the next time we step up and start joshing around.